It's finally, it feels like fall out now. Yeah. The sun, I think the sun
died,
yeah. And I think maybe that's what gets to me more than the actual cold or anything like that, you know?
Your sadness over there being no sun.
Yeah. Well, no, it affects you. Like, you can't get, it's harder to get up, you know, and everything. You require more sleep. I binge on sleep when fall comes, you know? And I have my moments. I get a little testy. I'm not as cheerful as I normally am all the time, right? Because I'm usually just such a ball of joy at all times. Right, Chris?
Yes, Stooks.
Thanks.
Hey.
So we thought, you know, a lot of people, because I've noticed around this building, too, we have people who, there's some tension. People are little testies and testy, and we think that maybe you should use, you know, the airwaves. Use the radio. Use us as your way to diffuse the problem, right? If you're getting a little bit stressed out at work, things seem to be piling up and everything, it's getting a little bit too intense for you, just call us, girl. It'll be okay. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Just let it all out. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I think that you should never let someone steal your sunshine. So if you're going to vent or go ballistic, then you should just walk away.
But sometimes I want them to feel my thunder or lightning.
You should never let it escalate out of control. So you should pull that person to the side and calmly explain what it is that's bothering you.
You're in the military?
Yeah.
See, yeah, you're trained to handle these things. The rest of us aren't, and we want to go crazy.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I went crazy one time. I went ballistic, and I went to anger management. So,
did you really?
Yeah, that's why I know this.
Yeah. I'm not really that. Yeah, I guess, I don't know.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah, you're right.
I can tell.
Yes. Okay.
I can tell you probably be a little bit mean.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get violent when I'm angry.
There's only one thing that really, really frustrates me.
What's that?
The fact that I haven't met you yet. You know, if I come down and you see me, you'll probably just fall in love and, you know, you'll be a stalker, so...
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's one of the reasons why.
Beautiful skin, great personality.
Basically.
But your legs are all hairy and stuff, right? Wasn't that the other one?
Yeah. Like on the first date.
Bleh. Bleh. Bleh.
You probably like hairy legs.
Puh, puh. Would you shut up? That's one of the grossest things in the world.
Yeah, whatever. You like it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You like it.
No. No. Mm-mm.
Hey, if this the only thing that's wrong with me is hairy legs, then you better take it.
The hair on my legs is enough for me. For
you have hair on your legs?
I know, isn't that odd?
You don't shave?
Most people thought I haven't hit puberty yet, actually.
But, you know what? My friend Jessie saw you at Apple Days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so she told me about you.
What'd she say?
She said that you were just my type.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of nerdy looking a little bit.
What?
And I like nerdy guys, so that's great.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be helping me feel better? Didn't I just tell you?
No, but I mean,
crazy?
That's a compliment, though.
Kind of nerdy looking.
Yeah, thanks.
And you got kind of a weird limp, too. That's awesome.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. We got to bust out.
All right, bye.
And change my phone number and address.